Good morning to you. This is the voice of Pastor Ken Harger coming your way, and glad to be able to share with you in another broadcast time together. As we gather together, you tune me in either by the way of WDLP 93.1 Fenwick at 7 o'clock, and we're streaming this broadcast live by the way of the web. Or else you tune me in by the way of Ionia, I-1430 AM, 92.7 FM at 8 o'clock. Perhaps you tuned in by the way of Greenville, WGLM, 106.3 FM at 9 o'clock. And we are now streaming all these broadcasts live by the way of the web. Maybe you tuned in by the way of internet radio at earsradio.com at 11 o'clock. Some of you may have tuned in to my website by Sermon Cloud. And one of the ways to tune into Sermon Cloud is through my website. I'll get it right. My website is PastorKenHarger.com, Messages from the Lighthouse, and then scroll down and click on Sermon Cloud, and it takes you to my storage place, where I have about 30, 35 messages all set up there for you to use at any time you so desire. Had trouble with my website this past week and had to redo it, and that was a lot of extra work, but got everything up and running, and I've been having trouble today with my voice not wanting to sound the way I like to see it sound and hear it sound, but got a sore throat, and you know, it's really funny to go all the way through winter and here come to the almost the 10th of April and then get my first cold of the year. But anyway, we're hoping you can bear with me with my voice this morning. Also, I just started something new. I decided I wanted to have a Facebook, but not do Facebook, but just have an opportunity to use Facebook to speak about my radio broadcast, give a little devotion each day about the coming up program, and then share the program. And I was really humbled because we had so many so quickly that, you know, they got to like you. That's what they say, you know, you got that's a Facebook talk, you know. And so there were so many that liked me, and I thought, holy smokes, this is unbelievable. But anyway, I'm very humbled. But if you've tuned me in by the way of Facebook, we're just glad to have you be a part of our fellowship together in our radio broadcast time. The message this morning is going to be entitled, a starting of a series, entitled The Storms of Life. But before I share that with you, I need to say thank you to those that support our broadcast financially to keep us on the air. And that's Court Warner Premium Truck and Auto, located east of Belden on M44. They do complete truck and auto repair and service. And then a sweet lady from Greenville, Marie Rivard, in memory and honor of her husband, Fran, who passed away. We appreciate her financial support. Gay London, same way, in memory and honor of her husband, Dave. These two dear ladies have continued to support since their husbands have passed away, and I appreciate them so much. And Doug and Noreen Lane family from the Sheridan area, thank you for your financial support. Also, a big thank you to K.N. Kingsinger for picking out my music. And then I'd like to give an invitation to attend Shiloh Community Church, where I pastored for 50 years and still attend, and most of the time I try to attend all the services. But anyway, our weekend of worship begins 6:30 Saturday night. Sunday morning, we start out at 8:15. Then we have some Bible studies and adult classes at 9:30. Contemporary services at 10:30. And then our Greenville campus, which is now meeting in what was the old Faith Baptist Church, located on M57, and we're meeting there at 5 o'clock. And we do have kids' church provided for all of the services. Well, that takes care of everything I think I need to take care of this morning, and thank you so much for tuning me in, and let me share with you this morning the idea of the storms of life. Listen to this thought, folks. The storm is raging, but God is still in control. Might be some of you under the hearing of my voice this morning. You got a storm raging. And you need to know this morning that God is in control. And He is. And we need to know that God will take care of us. He tells us He never will abandon us. He never will leave us. That we can confidently say, the Lord is my helper. I shall not be afraid. We'll talk about that in just a few moments, but want us to listen to a song first. And this song is really a secular song, but I think it just shows that no matter who you are, where you are, what your spiritual background might be, that there's some of these things that we just need to realize that we are not alone. And this is was a very popular song back in the secular world, and it's still sung every now and then, and I just heard it not too long ago at Easter time. I heard this song sung, and I just always had appreciated this song. Not because of its spiritual emphasis, but because it was written and enjoyed by people who may not even had anything to do with God. But yet it tells us that God has created us in a wonderful way to realize that He wants us to do the things that we can do, and He wants us to understand that He has created us after His own image, with giving us things that are a part of our human life that can help us as we go through life. So let's listen to this song, and I'll be right back after the song is over and share with you some things that I want to think about when you think of the storms of life that you may be going through. But this is going to help us to set the stage. Here we go.
Through a storm, hold your head up high and don't be afraid of the dark. At the end
And that's our challenge for this morning. You'll never walk alone. I realize that's a secular song, but I also realize that God's got a message for each one of us. And in these next few weeks, I'm going to be talking about the storms of life. And as I speak about the storms of life, we're going to be giving you the reason of the hope. It tells me in the book of 1 Peter, always be ready to give a reason for your hope. And I want to give you a reason from God's Word that can be a tremendous encouragement and challenge and useful to you. So let's just have a word of prayer and let's dig it right in, okay? Dear Father, thank you for your Word. Thank you now as we come to your Word, that the thought is that if we can walk in hope, we never walk alone. And whatever it is that we're going through, that we shouldn't give up. We should walk on. And Father, we want to take this thought. In these next few weeks, we want to find out what you have to say about the storms in our life, the difficulties that every single one of us face every single day, and then what we can do about it, what we can do to get help from you, and what we can do to help ourselves. Would you guide us? Would you direct us, I pray? In Jesus' name and for his sake, amen. Well, this idea of storms. Can I tell you, when I was younger, I thought, man, young people have a lot of decisions to make. There's storms in young people's lives that they have to put up with and know how to deal with. And now that I'm 81, you know what? I think there still is storms in teenagers' lives. But you know what I know there is as well? I'm 81 and there's storms in people's lives who are in their 80s. Storms of life seem to be something that is always there. They are not invited, and many times they're not welcomed. And you know, they come in all different forms. Sometimes it's a physical storm. Sometimes it's an emotional storm. Sometimes it's a financial storm. And sometimes it's a spiritual storm. We go through all kinds of storms in our life. And it's very difficult. You know, I think it's fitting for me to be able to talk about storms as I'm here from the lighthouse and got this beautiful body of water out in front of me, and I've seen some pretty good side waves on Long Lake. I've been out there a few times when it rained really hard, and that rain really hurts your skin. So realize that that's something that is just a part of the body of water. And I want us to understand that in life, storms are part of life. And there's some things that you and I need to know when we go through these storms. When your life is in a time of storm, you need to know that priorities really matter. You need to know what is necessary and what is not necessary. You need to know what is number one and what is number 10 or 12. You need to know what is the most important. What I'd like to do, I thought, for this series of messages, in the book of Acts chapter 27, there's a time in Apostle Paul's life when he was going through a storm. And it was on a big body of water. He was on his way, actually, to Rome. And as he was on this big body of water, a storm came up. And in that storm, where he was really a prisoner, in that storm, there was a lot of other people. In that storm, there was a boat loaded with all kinds of stuff. And all of a sudden, there was a storm. On my Facebook page, I put a picture of a ship that probably would have been like what Paul would have been on. And as he was traveling there, this storm came up, and God spoke to Paul. And Paul got the opportunity to speak to all of those on that big ship. And it said on the third day that they'd been in this storm, they threw the ship's tackle overboard with their own hands. And the day before, they had unloaded the boat with all of its cargo. Whatever it was carrying, may have been some furniture, may have been some wheat or oats, whatever the cargo was, they knew they had to lighten the load. Now, kind of what they had to have is an understanding that there's some of this stuff on this ship that's important, and there's some of this stuff that is less important. So they unloaded the ship of everything that it had. They're keeping the people, but they've unloaded the ship of everything that it had. That in the time of storm, it seems unimportant, unnecessary. It can be replaced. And that's what you need to know. Now, you know what I know for a fact that all of us have seen when the storms went through a city and devastated it. Maybe it's a tornado. Maybe it's a flood. Maybe it is rain or wind. And afterwards, they're kind of picking back up and looking things over and see what the loss was. All of those kinds of things. And you've heard it the same as I have on TV many, many times. And it's the same thing that's in my heart. Well, as long as we got our life, as long as nobody in the family was hurt, those things can be replaced. Those other things are not near as much. We need to know, in the time of a storm, the priorities. Listen to what Jesus said in Matthew 6:33. He said, "But seek ye first his kingdom," the kingdom of God, the things of God. Seek them first, and seek God's righteousness first, and all these things will be given to you as well. Seek God first. Make God number one. And if you make God number one, he said, all this other stuff will come along its way. And that's what he's trying to get us to see, that in these storms, and sometimes you know what I think? I think those storms that help us to recognize what is number one, what does matter, what does count, what is the priorities of my life. In the book of 1 Timothy chapter 1, verse 5, the goal of this command is to love, which comes from a pure heart and a good conscience and a sincere faith. Now, let me do that again. He's saying, you know what wants to come out of your heart? It is not the things we possess, folks. It's not the stuff we have. It's not. That's what it is stuff. And in the priority list, it's quite high. You know you want this. I've said that about things I have and things that I enjoy. I've always wanted that. My wife said she gets tired of hearing, I've always wanted that since I can remember. I've always wanted that. Well, you know what I know for a fact? He's saying the things that really matter isn't something you can buy with money. The goal of this command is to love which comes from a pure heart. We want love for God and for one another, for yourself with a pure heart. And number two, a good conscience. Man, how valuable is a good conscience? How do you put a price tag on a conscience that is clear when we lay down to sleep at night? And then I like it too when he says, a sincere faith. You know what that tells me? That people can have a pretend faith. But he said, I want you to have a real faith, a sincere faith. A faith that is genuine. It is a belief in God and what he has to do. I got this thought down for a key thought. In the storms of life, remember, priorities are a matter of survival. Can I do that again? Priorities are a matter of survival. What do you need to do to survive the storm you find yourself in this morning? What is the number one priorities that need to be taken care of for you to survive? I think I said on Facebook, to come through safely. That's survival. Come through safely. What goes, what stays, and then why? Isn't that hard to do? We got some garage cleaning out to do this summer. What goes and what stays, and why does it stay? See, I'm a part of that generation that grew up not throwing things away. What goes and what stays? I just did that in our family room. I turned my family room, our family room, into my man cave, so to speak. I knew I had to get rid of some things, and I knew there's some things I won't be using anymore as far as some of the books and things like that. So I donated a lot of books to the building library. And I just went through and cleaned house. What goes? What stays? Then I had to ask a question. I just did that. Why does it stand? Is there a reason for it to stay? Is there a purpose for it to stay? Things are not wrong or bad, just that they need to have some priority to them. Nothing wrong with many of the things that's in our individual lives, except it needs to be a priority to our life. The main thing is to keep the main thing, in order to survive. Keep the main thing, in order to survive. Our target is to please God And I think that's so important to realize that that is our priority, is to please God. Our target is loving God and loving people with a pure heart. Our target is a good conscience that brings healing to the soul. Our target is a sincere faith that affects how we live day by day. And then here's a little point to ponder. Tackle and furniture are nice to have, but when the situation is life and death, we better get rid of the stuff that we don't need. Point number one of our message this morning, get rid of the stuff that we don't need. Point number two, when life is in a time of storm, you need to know how to drop some anchors. You know that big old ship the Apostle Paul was on? It's being tossed to and fro, and it was nighttime. They couldn't tell if there was land and how far the land was away. And they just know that it doesn't sound good, and it isn't looking good, and the storm maybe is getting worse. And so they're in the book of Acts, chapter 27, verse 29, 10 verses later after they took all the stuff off of the ship, except the people. Fearing, it said, we would be dashed against the rocks, they dropped four anchors from the stern, and they prayed for daylight. I like that thought. They dropped some anchors, and they prayed for daylight. Storms seem to have a way to cause you and I to have sleepless nights. Storms seem to have a way to cause you and I to come to a place of praying. Get us on our knees before Him. I'm just like you. We can go along life pretty good, but man, I'll tell you, when there's some storm that's happening in your life, some storm in your family, it drives us to our knees. We just don't pray, God bless them. We think about it constantly. And I like it what they was praying for. They was praying for daylight to come. Things always look dark. And storms make things dark. And storms is a place of really scary place. And yet at the same time, we need to know that God is saying to you and God is saying to me, we need to drop some anchors. Now we throw the other stuff away. We got rid of the stuff that we need to get rid of in order for us not to be hindered in the storm so we can survive. But then the dropping of anchors is trying to get things to hold still for a minute. Trying to get a pause in what is happening in the storm. Trying to keep you from being carried away. Time for you to have to consider what you need to do. You need to drop an anchor. Drop an anchor was to try to slow things down. Drop an anchor was to try to get a little bit of a pause so that we can handle what is happening. There's some times like that in the scripture that God speaks about that I want to share with you. In the book of Proverbs 19, verse 21, many are the plans in a man's heart, but it is the Lord's purpose that prevails. You see, many times in those storms, we're trying to go too many ways. That ship is being tossed every which way. And in your life, in my life, when we feel like we're being tossed every which way, He's saying, let's drop some anchors. And the first anchor I'm thinking about is drop an anchor into what is God's purpose in all of this. I love it when He says God's purpose prevails. That's what we want. We want survival. We want something to give us a pause here for a few moments. So we drop the anchor of finding out what's God's purpose through all of this. What's God's purpose in the storm? What's God's purpose after the storm? And then, you know, sometimes what we end up doing, and I don't know why we do this as human beings, it's done in the church, it's done outside of the church. I've seen it so many times in my lifetime when I'm dealing with people. I see it at the time of death, that these kind of things show up. Listen to what he says in the book of Hebrews. Drop an anchor of not letting go of those things that are important to you. Let me do it this way. Let us not give up meeting together, as some are in the habit of doing. He's talking about people that were going to church, and all of a sudden there were some storms in their life, and they stopped going to church. I wonder how many times that's been true. I wonder how many times that's been a part of your life and my life. You know what oftentimes we do? We walk away from the very people that can help us. Family, friends, and church. Somebody just said that to me the other day. They told me they didn't want no visitors of anybody. They're in a storm. They're in a dying process storm. If you ever needed anybody, if you ever needed people around you, let's go through that process. We don't want to go through that process alone. But let us encourage one another. And even all the more as we see the day approaching, we see the hardness of the storm that we find ourselves in, the difficulty of the storm we find ourselves in. Let us be reminded that we need one another. Let's drop an anchor that says, I need you. I need you to stand with me. I need you to be on my side. Drop an anchor. And then I like the idea, and that's taught to us in the scripture. And he doesn't give us a 1-2-3 way to do it. You know, one time I was telling all the stuff that David went through, and it just comes on the next verse and says, and David encouraged himself in the Lord. And I say, how do you do that, David? Doesn't mention that. Listen to this verse. Jesus immediately said to them, when the disciples were in this time of storm, take courage as you come walking on the water. And they were afraid. It is I, he said. Don't be afraid. Don't be afraid. Man, those disciples thought he was a ghost. He'd stayed on land, and they was out in a storm, and they was battling an awful storm in their life that day on the water, that evening on the water. And Jesus comes walking on the water, and he says, be of good courage, take courage. You know, nothing wrong when that song said you need to lift your head high. You know, I like to go just a little further that from the spiritual sense. The Bible says when I'm going through those tough times, I'll look to the hills. My help comes from the hills. My help comes from the God who made the hills. Look up. Look up. That's a word of encouragement for us to look up and see what is happening. Drop an anchor of looking up. Not having our head down. Not being in that discouragement. There's one more. It says, let us fix our eyes on Jesus, the author and the perfecter of our faith, who for the joy set before him, perfecter, endured the cross, scorning his shame, and sat down at the right hand of the throne of God. Get your eyes fixed on Jesus, is what he's saying. Remember what Jesus did? He was faced with the storm of the cross, pain like he had never experienced before. Separation from the Father, which he had never experienced before. Him becoming sin for you and him becoming sin for me, which he never experienced before. The dying process, which he had never experienced before. And yet he says he took courage. You know how he took courage? He looked beyond the storm to what was going to come afterwards. That's your challenge. That's my challenge this morning. To look beyond the storm. So drop an anchor. And then come to the realization that that anchor is going to make a difference. That anchor is going to help you. Got a song that we want to sing. And it's quite a long song. But it's got a good message to each one of us. And this song is simply telling us. We know an anchor, and that anchor is Jesus. And we know beyond a shadow of a doubt that that anchor will hold. That anchor is firm. That anchor is dependable. They dropped 4 anchors, those men did on that ship. I'm asking you to drop an anchor into Jesus and what he can do for you and for your life. Let's listen in. I'll be right back.
I have journeyed through the long dark night, out on the open sea. By faith alone, the anchor holds, though the sails are torn. I have fallen on my knees as I face the raging seas. The anchor holds. The anchor holds, Lord. the sails are torn. I have fallen on my knees as I face the raging seas. The anchor holds in spite of the storm.
People, do you hear that? Do you hear that? The anchor holds in spite of the storm. Down on my knees, find that help from God. Find that strength that I need from Him, that He'd give me the courage to continue on. We've dropped that anchor. In the times of storms of your life, you need to drop some anchors. A couple more thoughts I want to share with you before I leave that thought. This is a time to stand still and just hold on. Sometimes we try to keep moving. When we should say the idea, it's no time to be rocking the boat. Let's just stand still and hold on. You see, in a time of storm, it's really easy, because of the storm, to lose our sense of direction. That's why sometimes we abandon family and church and friends. We abandon their support. Because we can't get our sense of directions. And God is saying He wants us to hang on. He wants us to focus, not on the storm. Those men in that ship in Paul's day were focused on the idea for daylight. To look beyond the storm. That's what Jesus did. He looked beyond the storm. And looking beyond the storm, he was able to endure the cross and all of his shame. Because he knew what it's going to produce. And every storm in your life, if you're honest and think back at it, can produce a part of you that never would have been produced otherwise. It is in those difficult times. Here's a point to ponder. Midnight moments of a storm, when we cannot see shore, is not a good time to set a new course. Did you get that? When you're going through those midnight nights, wishing for morning to come, it's not a time to set a new course. How many times have you heard it on TV when somebody said, we rode out the storm? That's what you have to do. You have to ride out the storm. There's one more thought I'd like to share with you before we close. When your life is in a time of storm, you need to know that you should never abandon ship. Do not abandon ship. Acts 27:31. Those that was in charge of the prisoners said they're going to start killing people. And some of the other soldiers were going to try to go out and on a life jacket, lifeboats that they had. And Paul stood up and said to the centurion and to the soldiers, unless these men stay with the ship, you cannot be saved. God had talked to Paul in the night, and God had told Paul, stick with the ship. And you know, in the nights of your life, in the night times of my life, in the storms of my life, God says, stick with the ship. Stick with Jesus, dear people. Let that anchor, let you sense that anchor, that he is secure. And even though the ship is battered, like the song just said, stick with the ship. Otherwise, it's going to be dangerous and maybe even death. God had told Paul, not one person's going to die on that boat or that ship. In the book of Hebrews chapter 12, verse 1, it says, therefore, since we are surrounded about so great a cloud of witnesses, let us throw off everything that hinders us, or any sin that hinders us and easily entangles us, and let us run with perseverance the race that is marked in front of us. You know what God's trying to say to us? Look at all the people that have survived all the storms. Look at the other storms that you yourself have survived in your lifetime. And then realize that we need to stick with the ship. We need to know that we can have this in our life. This power of God's going to come through for us sometime within that journey that we find ourselves on. Apostle Paul knew that in 2 Corinthians chapter 4, verses 8 and 9. We are hard pressed on every side, but not crushed. We are perplexed, but not in despair. We are persecuted, but not abandoned. We are struck down, but not destroyed. God is reminding us those storms that are not invited into our life can do something to our life that's going to help us along the way, as long as we don't abandon ship. We don't abandon ship. We don't run away. Key thought, waiting. Actually, waiting keeps us from going where he was to go. You see, sometimes at waiting, we say, why is, what's the purpose of this waiting? What's the purpose of this pause in my life? You know, disruptions in life, God has always used. Let me say that again. God has always used disruptions in people's lives. And we need to get a hold of that. Didn't you sign on for long haul with God when you signed on with him? You should have. We need to know that it's going to be the long haul that's going to make it happen. If every time there's a little storm in my life, in your life, we go running away, you know what we're going to do? We're going to run away every time. Pressure time is natural to want to jump ship. But here we're told by God's telling them and telling us, don't abandon ship. Stick with the ship. And know that it's important. It is not rather you get knocked out or not. If you get knocked down, Paul said, I've been knocked down many times. The problem is if we don't get back up. And those storms are to help us to get back up. Can I say this and maybe be misunderstood, but still it's really necessary, I think, to be said? Many times what happens in our life, it's a selfish act to give up in a tough time. It's a selfish act to give up in a tough time. I think we need to know that God wants us to understand that we don't have the choice of abandoning ship, but he wants us to stick with it. Came across this story that I'd like to share with you. Dan Rather, who boxed in high school, says his coach's greatest goal was to teach his boxers that they absolutely, positively, without question, had to be a get-up fighter. If you're in the ring just once in lifetime and you get knocked down, but you get back up again, it's a never-to-be-forgotten experience. You sense to achieve is distinct and unique. And sometimes the only thing making you get up is someone in your corner yelling, "Get up! Get up!" Now, I did a little boxing in school. But you know, that isn't the thing that teaches me the most what he's saying here. It's the idea when you've been knocked down by life. When you're knocked down by the way you think the life turned out for you. If you're just going to lay there and kick and holler, probably without a doubt, that's the way your life will go the rest of your life. But if you get back up, if you take a hold of God's hand again, Peter failed miserably, folks. He denied Jesus. And he swore when he denied Jesus. He denied that he ever knew him. But one of the first things Jesus did after his resurrection, he went looking for Peter. And when he found Peter sitting by another fire, isn't it strange how God works things? Peter denied Jesus by standing at a fire. And after Jesus was resurrected, Jesus had a fire on the shore. He's cooking some fish for the disciples. And Jesus recognized it was, Peter rather, recognized it was Jesus, and he come to shore. And there they were by the fire, and Jesus said to Peter, "Peter, do you love me?" "Yes, Lord, I love you." "Peter, do you really love me?" I think that's the way I like to think of it. "Yes, Lord, I really love you." "Peter, do you really, really love me?" Kind of like when you're a little kid. "I love you so much, Jesus." You know what Jesus did to Peter? Every time Peter answered yes, that he loved Jesus, Jesus gave him something to do. "Feed my lambs, feed my sheep." And you know what? Peter didn't quit. It's said of Peter, whether it's true or not, don't matter, but I like the idea that I think that would be true with me to think of Peter. They said when they was going to kill Peter, they crucified him upside down because he said he wasn't worthy to be crucified the way Christ was. Don't abandon ship. I thought in closing I'd like to go back to that anchor time for just a moment. Sitting here at the lake and looking out my window, hoping for summer to come. Man, I got to tell you, I've been telling people God's got a sense of humor. We went down to Florida and enjoyed some warm weather. And then we came back to all this cold weather we've had since then. And, you know, I say God's got a good sense of humor. Like, you enjoyed some warm. Let me show you what it really is like in Michigan. But anyway, I'm sitting here looking out the window of the lighthouse, and I looked all around the lake, and I'm thinking, man, it'll be nice to see boats. Be nice to see some skiers. Be nice to hear the voices that you can hear on the lake as they're having fun. Be nice to be able to take the pontoon for a cruise around the lake. I had a senior lunch here a number of years ago, and we took everybody out for a pontoon ride. We had several pontoons that people brought from different places around the lake to take the seniors on a ride around the lake. I have a small pond. I have a pontoon. The pontoon's pretty good size, but it's got a small motor on it, just a little 9-horse motor. And, you know, I had about 6-7 people on my pontoon, and we was getting ready to go, and I had a full throttle, and it can't go very fast, but, man, this time it was hardly going at all. And I thought, what in the world is going on? That's not that many people to be on this boat. Finally, I thought, it must be as weeds on it or something. So I walked to the back, and you know what? The anchor, instead of being put on the boat, was put in the water, and I was dragging the anchor. No wonder I can't get anywhere. I'm dragging the anchor. And, you know, one of the ladies that was sitting there, she said, I seen that thing following us. I wonder, what is that that's following us? Because the rope was dragging in behind. Can I tell you, we pulled that anchor. And when we pulled that anchor, the boat could go forward. And we had a nice ride around the lake. You know what, folks? I believe it's an anchor. If when you go through a storm, you abandon ship. My time, I just notice, is up, and so I need to say goodbye in just a few moments. But you know, in a time of storm, he's saying, don't abandon ship. Our decision to jump ship will affect not only ourselves, it'll affect all of those around us. So I say it again, don't abandon ship. God bless you. I thank you to Court Warner, Premium Truck and Auto, for your financial support. Marie Rivard in Greenville, thanks for your financial support. Gain London from Greenville, thank you for your financial support. Doug and Noreen Lane from the Sheridan area, thank you for your financial support. Dear listening audience, and any of you that's new listening audience, thank you for tuning me in this morning. Thank you for letting me share with you. If you'd like to go to my Facebook page, I'll be giving some information about next week's message. Throughout the entire week, I'll just add a little bit about that message, and then we'll be looking forward to sharing that message with you once again on next Lord's Day at the same time, same point on your dial at the radio station or by the way of Sermon Cloud. God bless each one of you for letting me share with you. And as we go on our way, if you're in a storm right now, the raging storm, folks, it may be a raging storm, but God is still in control. And I want you to know that. We're going to close with a song that reminds us, don't stop. Don't stop, folks. Just keep on keeping on with Him. The victory will be ours through Christ Jesus. Bye-bye.